Cardiff.
Hello.
Hi, Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, yeah, hi. I got this letter in the mail.
Okay.
I'd like to talk to someone about it.
Sure, I can help you out. Was there a 16-digit reservation number on there?
16, yes, I think it is. Looks like it's a
okay.
Little one.
Okay.
That's 2411-0401-0030-7752.
Okay. Let me pull your information up.
Sure.
And I'm showing, is it VO's Auto Sales?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And is this VO?
That's me.
Okay. Perfect.
What's your name?
What's that?
What's your name?
Nicole.
Nicole. Okay.
Yeah.
Nicole.
And the number you're calling from, is that the business line?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And are you still at the... let's see here, 15301 Hawthorne Boulevard address?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Perfect. So what we have sent you is an offer for financing. We have a few different programs here. Was there something specific you were looking to use the funds for?
Well, you know, there's always things to do with the funds, obviously. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a service department.
A service department?
Yeah,
okay.
We have service. We do sales and service, you do both. And we're thinking about maybe expanding a little bit more the service department. And
okay.
Also maybe some inventory. I'm not quite sure yet, to be honest with you. I'm kind of
mm-hmm.
like trying to figure out what exactly,
sure.
what it's all about, what kind of interest rate, I mean,
mm-hmm.
what are the terms. I'm not really, it doesn't say much, so.
Yeah, again, because we have a lot of different programs, so it's always good to find out what a business may use the funds for so we can kind of direct you towards the right programs. So the auto sales, are you an auto dealership as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then would you say the service is 50% of what the business does, or is it mainly the auto sales?
I'm not sure your question. What is your question?
So you do auto sales, but you say you do service as well?
Yes.
Okay. So is the service and the sales like 50-50 on is the business mainly auto sales, or is it half and half?
Well, are you relating to like how much it generates, like how much revenue we do, or what are you relating to?
I mean,
all the cars. All the cars, they got to service, so they got to be serviced. And we also do customer pay also. So.
Okay.
But
okay.
Probably sales is maybe more like 70-30. 70 sales,
30%
okay. service.
Got it.
Yeah.
And what year did you start the business?
We started like 15 years, 16 years ago.
Okay.
Year 2000.
Perfect. Are you the sole owner there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect. So, one last question. In 2015, what was the gross revenue for the business?
Around $4.5 million.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So we have a few different options for what you're looking for. In terms of expanding the service department, are you looking to bring on equipment?
Yes.
Okay. So we offer equipment financing, and that would be terms from 2 to 5 years.
Uh-huh.
Typically, anything under $150,000 we can approve with just a couple months' bank statements and a quote for the equipment you're looking to bring on. So it's a pretty easy process. If it's over $150,000, we'd probably want to split the transaction up. Or if it's a very, very large amount, we would need full financials. Do you know how much the equipment would be that you would be considering?
You know what? I'm not a fan. I don't.
Okay.
So I'll have to look into it. But
yeah.
What's your interest rates? What are you charging?
So rates for equipment will start around 4% and go up from there. What we look at is time in business, credit, and the type of equipment you're looking to purchase.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, our credit is pretty good. I mean, something maybe 750 score.
Okay.
2 to 5 years, I say. So it's basically a very short term, basically.
It's pretty standard for equipment financing, 5 year terms.
Is that really?
That's the industry standard. Yeah.
I thought it was
No, I mean if you're getting equipment that's maybe 300,000 up, then that would be maybe an option, the longer term. But in that range, no, we do the 5 year terms.
Okay.
Yeah. Would that be an issue?
Well, it's always going to be an issue, right? I mean, the shorter the terms, the higher the payment, right?
Yeah.
Basically, that's the way it worked.
Right. I mean,
how about for inventory or flooring and stuff like that? What's your problem
right.
for that?
So we have unsecured working capital, and this particular program is based off of the revenue of the business. So we can usually lend about 10 to 15% of that revenue. So, you know, your business could qualify for maybe up to, say, $400,000 or so, but you could just take the amount you need. So we don't do floor lines per se, but we do this type of financing, which is really popular with people looking to buy inventory because it is pretty quick and easy. Terms on this will be between 3 months and 2 years, sometimes 3 years for businesses. But typically, if people are flipping inventory, they do want that shorter term for that particular type of purchase, is what we kind of see out there. It's kind of like a line of credit. It is going to be unsecured, so it's not going to be, you know, starting payback is about 10 cents on the dollar, and it goes up from there. But you can pay the loan off early and get a pretty good discount. It does kind of work like the line of credit because we will approve you for the max amount, and then you can decide how much you want to take. You can also choose the term you want, whether that be something very short term, 3 months, 6 months, or something out to a year and a half, 2 years. We really allow you to choose that. But you can always
let me ask you this question. So,
sure.
for instance, let's say I buy $100,000 in cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then let's say usually the way it works with, because I have a similar situation with an auction, but
right.
the interest rate is a little bit higher.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I'm trying to find out what the difference between your program and theirs.
Uh-huh.
With them, what happens is when I sell the car, let's say I sell the car in 30 days.
Right.
Then I pay it off. So let's say the car is $10,000, I pay up to $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's say in 60 days you sold another, you know, 6 or 7 or maybe 10 cars. Okay, so.
Sure.
But there's always, in other words, there's always in and out. It's like it's a
right.
revolving account. So
yeah.
you pay up 80, and then you buy another 75 next week. So you keep in and out out
sure.
of the account. That's how it works. So is that something that you guys have, or?
So, and I get what you're saying, because I do have clients that have auto dealerships, and so this has worked out for them. I had one client, he started a new dealership. He has multiple locations right now. And he used the funding. I can't really release that. He's out in North Carolina. He's not in California. But he used it to basically be able to buy additional inventory and, you know, flip that inventory. And so it worked out well for him. I would say if you're looking to pay back the least amount on this loan, you'd probably want to pick something a little bit shorter, because although you will get a discount for paying it off early, typically the longer you stretch out the term, the more you'll pay back on the loan, which is somewhat typical in financing in general. But once you pay the loan off completely, you can either get a new loan, or halfway through your term, you're eligible to get additional funding. And so we can kind of do it either way. There's a lot of flexibility with the loan. But whatever you take, you would start kind of paying back on. Does that make sense?
Well, it does, but I think it might be better if you have something, you have some information you can send me, if I give you my email address.
Yeah, I can email you something.
Yeah, can you email me like what exactly your program works and how does it?
Sure.
Let me give you my email address.
Okay.
VIO,
okay.
At VIOsAutoSales.com.
VIOsAutoSales.com. Okay.
You can, like I said, we're doing about $4 million a year for the last.
Right.
Probably 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
We in black. We don't have any. We're not on red. So,
mm-hmm.
So we're making money.
Good.
We do always want to expand a little bit. Like I said, I want to expand on service. Maybe
sure.
Even sales. So, but